Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Thoughts on Hanukkah. I just want to share one more thought from the Kedushas Levi about a seemingly technical discussion in the Gemara about the laws of Hanukkah that he gives a very nice additional texture for. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's a dispute if hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. In other words, at what moment do I fulfill the mitzvah of the menorah? Do I fulfill the mitzvah at the moment that I light it? Which, by the way, means that if there's not sufficient oil to have the candles burn for the requisite amount of time, I haven't done it correctly yet. Because at the moment that I'm lighting it, everything needs to be just so. Or do we say that I can reposition it after I've lit it? And it's really more about kind of where I put the menorah, essentially a much greater emphasis on the period of the menorah burning as opposed to the act of lighting it. But this is, technically speaking, it's the dispute if the mitzvah is the moment of lighting the menorah or the mitzvah, the commandment, is the moment of literally placing the menorah in the position that I want it to be. So the Kedushas Levi suggests that there's a fascinating philosophical dispute going on here. We can certainly appreciate that the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is about more than just the act or exclusively the act of lighting a candle. It's about some type of internalizing of the message of the Hanukkah story. So one view says that the main part of the mitzvah is lighting it. A person needs to think about the Hanukkah story and get excited and get invigorated and feel a passion, feel a passion for what God does for us in this world, particularly if we sacrifice things for Him, feel a passion for the beautiful blessings in this world, feel a passion for how we need to get more devoted to things. Even in English, we have a phrase, right? You know, someone, you need to, you know, light a fire under somebody. You know, we relate this to feeling a passion. So that's the school of thought that says that the mitzvah is about lighting the fire. Now, we all know that sometimes people get passionate about things and they mean so well and they're all over the place. And they mean well, but they misapply their passion, and sometimes it's even counterproductive to what they're trying to accomplish. So the other position says, hanacha osa mitzvah, that where you place that candle is the key. It's not enough to be passionate. You've really only done what you need to do when you take that passion and you channel it in the appropriate manner. The way the Kedushas Levi says it, is you appropriately channel that passion in conjunction with your love for God, as opposed to creating other confusions. Interesting way to think about the dispute. It's also interesting to think that the halacha there is halacha osa mitzvah, that it's about lighting the fire. It's a really great challenge. Maybe it's easier to think about it when we're thinking about someone else, our children or our students or whoever exactly it may be. Sometimes we're so worried that everything has to be just right, and that if they're not going to do it just right, we're not going to encourage them to do it. You know something? Sometimes we just have to create an excitement. And of course, we have to do our best to channel the excitement the right way. Of course, we have to try. But people can spend a whole life making sure that they don't do anything wrong and never get that excitement in the first place. That would be such a tragedy. And it's an interesting thing to think about in Hanukkah for people for whom we're responsible, but for ourselves too. You know, when was the last time we were passionate? Last time we were passionate about something in religion. And you know what? It's possible that if we get passionate, the passion will lead us down a little bit of an error. Might happen. We have to try our best to not let that happen. But it might be a greater tragedy if we don't feel the passion. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.